raise a glass to the new official wine partner of the NBA. Joining us to tell us all about it is Kristen Reitzel, Senior Vice President of Communications and Digital Marketing at Jackson Family Wines. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. This is very exciting. Tell us about this partnership with Kendall Jackson and La Crema.
Absolutely. No, we're thrilled. It's been months in the making and quite possibly years in the making when you kind of look at the history of how this all came about. But Kendall Jackson, which is a family-owned and still operated winery, we've been going for about 50 years now in Sonoma County. We are now the official wine partner of the NBA, and I think we're equally excited that our La Crema winery, also in Sonoma County, is the official wine partner of the WNBA. And I don't think there's a better time to be more excited about women's sports with everything we're hearing in the news right now around women's basketball. So it's an exciting time for us, and there's a big spotlight on this sport right now, and I think having wine be a part of that conversation only makes it more exciting.
Absolutely, and the fact that Barbara Behnke, a very powerful, prominent woman here in Sonoma County, leads Jackson Family Wines and La Crema, and the long history of women being at the forefront in wine, especially at La Crema.
Absolutely. I think with the, especially around the WNBA, that was a huge appeal for them. I mean, La Crema has been very synonymous with, you know, uplifting women and supporting women. And then we have a lot of advocacy work we've done with the LGBTQ community. And so it just felt like a really natural alignment there. And I think if you look at, you know, Kendall Jackson, it's this, you know, American brand, the number one selling Chardonnay in America for over 30 years, and to align with, you know, arguably the number one sport in America, it just felt like a perfect marriage. And we've been talking to them for about, you know, 3 years now. We actually reached out to them during the pandemic when, I think if you remember, they had that bubble and they were really the only sport that figured it out and was the only sport on in America while we're all at home. And we read an article in ESPN, and our head of sales, a gentleman named Bill O'Connor, he just had some contacts and was eventually put in a touch with a gentleman named Joe Graziano with the NBA. And we just asked, you know, hey, we heard the players aren't super excited about some of the wine and the hotels, and they're having to ship all their own wine in. Could we offer some educational tastings, some videos, some virtual tastings, and we'll send some of our best wines? And that all transpired. And then in October of this last year, they reached back out and said, hey, you know, we've been really, you know, the NBA has kind of become a wine league. The players, the coaches, they all have their own wine brands. Wine is very much part of our culture. We would love to talk to you about coming on as the first official wine partner for the NBA. And here we are today.
That's super exciting.
It's been about 3 years in the making. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So what does this mean for fans? Does this mean that we can go to the Warriors game or go see our favorite team and there at the arena, we can buy KJ wines?
So the arenas are a different, you know, a different kind of arm of the NBA. They're, you know, if we were going to partner with, you know, Madison Square Garden or the Chase Center, it would be more of a direct partnership with the arenas. This partnership is really with the league.
Got
so
it.
You're going to
okay.
see, well, I feel, you know, we do have our wines in the arenas, and you can absolutely, you know, find us here and there throughout the country. I think most people know Kendall Jackson and La Crema is pretty widely. It's a popular brand. You can find it in most grocery stores. And I think for us, it was really about how do we set a stage at a more national level and really partner at the top with the league. So we're going to be activating those. So big part of this is knowing so many players, like the heroes of the league are really into wine. We wanted to think about how we could bring that to the fans. And they have so many events across the country. I mean, they're activating year-round with the NBA and the WNBA. So we're going to be at the WNBA All-Stars in Phoenix. We're going to be with NBA Con, which is in Las Vegas, where they bring in 50,000 fans. And we're going to make it fun. You know, we don't want to just kind of pop up a bar and just be serving wine. We want to do, you know, immersive experiences, maybe do some cross-culture collaborations with fashion and wine, talking about style. We're going to be bringing our mobile tasting room on the road, which is with La Crema, to a lot of the WNBA events. We're looking at what we can do at the draft, which I think is going to be so much media attention around that, just given Caitlin Clark and everything that's happening with those incredible women. And then also, I think, you know, the NBA All-Stars in February next year is going to be in San Francisco. So backyard of wine country.
Absolutely.
So we've already actually put some experiences together to actually for fans where they can actually book experiences when they're here maybe a day early or staying a day late and actually come up to wine country. And we're doing that with Kendall Jackson, of course, but also our winery, Freemark Abbey in Napa and Verite in Sonoma for a really high-end experience.
All right. We've only got opportunity. Great. We've only got about a minute left. I do want to ask you, though, about the partnership with U.S. basketball because we've got Paris Olympics coming up.
Oh, yeah.
How is Paris going to feel, or do we care how Paris is going to feel about Sonoma County Wines?
We care about USA basketball and supporting the men's and women's team. I think it's going to be another dream team, possibly, and I think the women are going for, I think, back-to-back records for multiple years. We just confirmed recently that we're going to have a lot of our wines on the plane going over there, so they're going to be enjoying a lot of American wine on their way to Paris. So hopefully it inspires some exciting fanfare for them and you know, gets them excited to be representing USAB. So, yeah.
This is great.
But we definitely care. We're thrilled about sponsoring, and what perfect timing, right, with the Paris Games right around the corner.
Absolutely. Our wines can compete on that level with French wines.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right. Thanks so much, Kristen. We are excited about this, and we'll chat again soon.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
That is Kristen Reitzel. She is the Senior Vice President of Communications and Digital Marketing at Jackson Family Wines.